This is White Sox Weekly. Your all-access pass to everything White Sox.
Swing and a drive! Deep to left! Gone!
That was as hard as a baseball can be hit by anybody.
White Sox Weekly on the home of the White Sox, ESPN Chicago.
Now, here's your host, Jeff Mellon.
Final White Sox Weekly of the 2025 calendar year. And how about this, folks? This ain't going to be your typical year-end review show, as the White Sox made quite the splash last Sunday afternoon, announcing the signing of Munetaka Murakami. That's right. I actually mentioned on last week's White Sox Weekly, keep an eye out. Murakami needed to make a decision by Monday. And then sure enough, Sunday afternoon, 12:03, the White Sox sent out the press release that they had agreed to terms with the Japanese slugger, the lefty slugger, 25 years old, and former Triple Crown winner in Japan for the Yakult Swallows at just the age of 22 when he did that back in 2022, homering 56 times with 134 RBIs and a 318 average. Murakami becomes just the fourth Japanese player to suit up for the White Sox. He will be wearing number 5. And again, say it with me, folks. Munetaka Murakami. Munetaka Murakami. And if that's too hard for you, don't worry. I'm sure you'll get to know it by the second week of April. You'll probably have it mastered. But in the meantime, before we get there, you can go ahead and just call him Mooney. Mooney. M-O-O-N-E. Like the moon in the sky with an E at the end of it, if you'd like. But Munetaka Murakami decides that the White Sox are going to be his destination for at least the next 2 years. White Sox ink him to a 2-year, $34 million deal. And you could see on Monday afternoon that Chris Getz was beaming. What a bit of luck and what a run for the White Sox as they land the top overall pick in the 2026 Major League Baseball draft. And now they land a 25-year-old slugger, lefty slugger, who will play. He's a corner infielder, first base, third base. I think you should expect Murakami to man first base and DH almost exclusively. I would be very surprised if he logs any time at third base, but I suppose he'd be somebody in a pinch who you could turn to in an emergency situation if needed. But again, I think he'll be primarily the White Sox first base DH for next season, and he will provide quite a bit of pop in the middle of that order. Exciting times on the White Sox. I am Jeff Mellor here on ESPN 1000 on White Sox Weekly, talking to you as we do each and every Saturday morning. And again, what an early Christmas present provided for the White Sox fans out there on the heels of a huge Bears win over the Packers last Saturday night. The White Sox then decided, hey, everyone in Chicago, they've had their fill of Bears. We can go ahead and drop this bomb on the White Sox fan base and let them know that they have themselves quite a fun little player coming in for the 2026 season. Had a great deal of success during the WBC as well. So Murakami will also participate in this season's upcoming World Baseball Classic as well, as he will play for Team Japan as they defend their title the last time they won the WBC. So, in addition to that, before we get to letting you hear from the White Sox general manager and the Japanese slugger himself, I did want to mention it wasn't just that. The White Sox were quite busy this week because in addition to the signing of Murakami, the White Sox also landed what I think many people believed to be the best left-handed reliever on the market, as they agreed to a 1-year contract with Sean Newcomb. The White Sox signed the lefty to a 1-year, $4.5 million contract. Newcomb last season had an extraordinary year in relief for both Boston and the Athletics. He went 2-5. He had a 2.73 ERA, allowed 28 earned runs in 92 1/3 innings pitched, logged 2 saves, had 91 strikeouts in those 92 innings over a combined 48 appearances, five of which he was used as an opener. So Sean Newcomb, he's 6'5", 255 pounds, and a 32-year-old who will give Will Venable another weapon in his bullpen for the 2026 season. So, again, not just Murakami, but Newcomb as well. The White Sox quite busy ahead of the holidays this week. And I have to imagine White Sox fans were very excited about that news this past week. So, without further ado, I'll let you hear from the White Sox general manager and, of course, their newest 25-year-old lefty slugger Murakami as they were introduced on Monday.
First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. Obviously, a significant moment for the Chicago White Sox. You know, to welcome one of the most prolific power hitters on the planet, and now knowing that he's going to be on the south side of Chicago, wearing a Chicago White Sox uniform, is so significant, so special. We couldn't be more excited to have Mooney on this journey with us. I will say the last couple of years, we have done everything we can to tell our story, show baseball what the White Sox are all about. You know, this past year, I think our fan base, the city of Chicago, Major League Baseball, across the United States, everyone sees this coming, sees the hard work that we've been putting in, finally getting results. And now to get the opportunity to welcome in, you know, the Japanese fans, Japan, and be able to tell our story to another part of the earth, another part of the planet, and for them to learn more about the Chicago White Sox, our story is a very powerful thing. And to welcome Mooney to Chicago is something that we couldn't be more excited about. I'd also like to make note that, you know, as a celebration and a thank you to the Chicago fans, Mooney has made a donation feeding mouths of throughout the city of Chicago with gift cards. Certainly speaks to the person that he is, and you know, as we go into the holiday season and the challenges that some people are faced with, Mooney recognizes that, and we thank him for making that donation. I'd also like to thank his representatives, Bobby Barrett and Casey Close. You know, we've got a very strong working relationship with them that allowed us to get this to the finish line. They've got players. They represent players that are in our clubhouse, and so they understand where we're headed and what the Chicago White Sox are about. And with that understanding, was able to relay that message to Mooney. And when Mooney learned more about who we were and where we're headed, he wanted to be a part of it.
Now we have opening comments from Mooney, please.
Hello. My name is Munetaka Murakami. White Sox Nation, you guys in my heart. White Sox. Yeah. 日本語で話させていただきます。
From this point, I'd like to do it in Japanese.
野球を始めて、今日に至るまで、たくさんの方々に支えられ、今の自分があります。今日この日まで、携わってくださった皆様、何より、両親に心から感謝しています。
Ever since I started playing baseball until this very day, I have been supported by very many people. I believe I am the person and ball player I am today due to their love and support. I am deeply grateful to everyone who has been involved in my journey. Above all, I'd like to thank my parents for raising me.
今このユニフォームに袖を通してようやくスタートラインに立てた気持ちです。このレートフィールドでプレーできること、今ものすごく興奮しています。はい。
Putting this uniform on, I feel like I finally reached the start line. I'm incredibly honored and excited to be able to play in front of these wonderful fans at Wright Field.
そしてホワイトソックス球団関係者の皆様、僕を評価していただき、このメジャーリーグでプレーするチャンスを与えてくれてありがとうございます。
I would like to thank everyone in the White Sox organization for believing in myself and providing me the opportunity.
僕の目標は勝つことです。成長することです。挑み続けることです。どんな相手だろうと立ち向かい諦めません。この球団に最大限貢献したいと思います。
My goal is to win, continuously grow, and to continuously challenge myself. No matter who the opponent is, I'm always willing to take the challenge on, and I will never give up. I will contribute to this club to the best of my ability.
野球の面白さ、素晴らしさ、楽しさをこの球場で表していきたいと思ってます。
I hope to express on the field how wonderful and great the game of baseball is.
日本で応援してくださったファンの皆様、距離は離れますが、これからも常に一緒に戦ってくれると信じてます。今後ともよろしくお願いいたします。そしてもちろん日本のファンの皆様も常に僕の心の中にあります。
To all my fans who supported me in Japan, although we will be far apart, I believe you will always be by my side in taking on this new challenge. Thank you for your continued support. And lastly, of course, all of my fans in Japan, you guys will always be in my heart as well.
Let's get to work.Yes.
Again, that was Chris Getz and the White Sox newest signing, Munetaka Murakami, meeting with the media on Monday. Plenty more from them, as we'll let you hear an extended Q&A session with the media, which also included some of the Japanese media in attendance. We'll do that here coming up in White Sox Weekly. I am Jeff Meller. Well, happy holidays, White Sox fans. Celebrate this offseason with the perfect gift for family and friends, a White Sox Holiday Flex Pack starting at just $66 and redeemable for more than 50 games throughout the 2026 season. To learn more and purchase, visit whitesox.com/holidaypacks. Like I said, when we come back, we'll let you hear more from the newest addition to the White Sox roster, Munetaka Murakami, right here on White Sox Weekly.
This is White Sox Weekly.
On the home of the Chicago White Sox.
ESPN 1000. We are talking White Sox.
This is White Sox Weekly.
If you missed the show, we put the podcast up on the ESPN Chicago app. So listen on your time.
White Sox Weekly. ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
Sox fans, sign up to become a White Sox insider and get special offers, single game ticket presales, and other exciting Sox content delivered free to your inbox. Visit whitesox.com/insider today. I'm Jeff Meller back here on White Sox Weekly as we are helping you get to know the newest White Sox slugger, Munetaka Murakami, who the White Sox signed to a two-year, $34 million deal this past Sunday, or I guess he penned his signature to the contract on Monday in front of the media for a photo opportunity. And we just brought you the introduction from White Sox general manager Chris Getz. Here's more as the media had the opportunity to ask both Getz and Murakami the questions that they sought answers to.
Chris, I can start with you.
Well, I certainly want to credit David Keller, who oversees our international department. We also have scouts on the ground in Japan. It's certainly it takes a lot of time and effort to you know, learn about players that are not in the States. And, you know, the chance to bring in Mooney is something that it's beyond just the baseball player. It's the person. Obviously, we're talking about someone that's a superstar in Japan, and to be able to have him now wearing a White Sox uniform is cannot be understated how significant that is. You know, from the beginning, you know, we've been committed to improving the foundation of this organization and making every process as comprehensive as possible. This speaks to that process. You know, when free agency hit, you know, we every negotiation is a unique one. You know, we've got strong relationship with Excel, with Casey and Bobby, and you know, we stayed in touch. You know, I'm certainly always very attracted to left-handed bats, and certainly if there's power in there as well. You know, as we put this team together. You know, foundationally, you look at the catching position with Kyle Teal and Edgar Caro, and up the middle, we've got, you know, Chase Mydroth, Colson Montgomery, and Louis Robert in center field. We've really targeted middle of the diamond type players. Now, to get the chance to bring some real power and an offensive force like Mooney to really complement and drive this offense, when we got close for this to become a reality, and quite honestly, I don't even think it's really sunk in quite yet. Just to think about him in the lineup on a regular basis, but it really starts years ago when we began scouting him, learning more about the player. Obviously, there's more information than ever, and we believe that this guy is going to be. We believe that Mooney is going to be a star in this game.
Mooney, if I can ask you quick, what was the deciding factor?
ホワイトソフトを選んで理由を教えてください。
いやもう僕にすごく合ってるなと思いましたし、何よりこれからのチームだと思うので、そのこれからのチームの一員になることは僕はすごく好きなので、それが決め手でした。
I felt the White Sox were the best fit for myself and they could help me become the best player I amAnd I really believe in the vision of this organization. I would love to be a part of this.
Any other questions?
Yeah, this question's for Mooney too. How surprised were you that you ended up here and that you didn't end up signing like a longer deal? Is that something you were looking forward to? And kind of when did you hear that the White Sox were going to be really interested?
そのホワイトソックスがいつから興味持ってるって知りましたか？それと、長期の契約じゃなくて短い契約っていうのは驚きましたか？
いや、まあ、僕が勝負するにあたって、短くても長くても、しっかり野球と向き合って成長することを目標に、来ようと思ってたので、そこに驚きはなかったですし、まだまだ僕の人生は続くので、しっかりここでスタートして、頑張ってきたなっていう思いです。
My main priority was to find the best fit, whether the contract is long or not. Wasn't really a factor in myself. I just really believe in the city and the organization, and I'm really, really happy to be here.
I believe James had a question too.
For Chris, just how does landing a talent like this maybe change your
You know, we feel like we've been able to create a significant amount of momentum from last season, especially now that we've had, you know, a lot of our young players from the minor leagues get up to the big leagues, get acclimated, win some baseball games. The second half was a great example of that. And now using that momentum to take us into the off season and attract even more talent, just speaks to the work that's been done and the determination to continue to improve. I know that, you know, in talking to Mooney and talking to his representatives, you know, knowing that we had a young group, a hungry group that loves to work and loves to play, this was a place that he can come in here and just be himself, get comfortable, establish himself at the major league level, and we'll see where his journey takes him. And you know, it's a chance for us to really support him, and knowing that we're going to get you know, great production from him, and it's only going to help the other players reach their goals, you know, at the major league level, and knowing that we're going to win a fair amount of games because these guys enjoy working together, going out there and fighting, finding a pathway to victory on a regular basis. And we're going to look up, and all of a sudden we're going to start working our way, you know, up the standings. We felt that a little bit last year. We're going to take another jump next year, and we're just going to continue to build off this momentum.
Steve?
Go ahead, Peter. How did the experience of playing the World Baseball Classic kind of show you that maybe you're ready to take on a new challenge?
いやもうアメリカでプレーしたい気持ちは常にありましたし、はい、それは WBC がどうとかじゃなく、それは常に持ってました。
I've always wanted to come to the U.S. to play. It had nothing to do with the World Baseball Classic. This has always been my dream since I was a young child.
Steven and the gentleman behind him.
Hi. Where do you assess the White Sox to be competitive? How hungry are you to win at the major leagues? And did you require much convincing to say yes
to the Sox? ホワイトソックスで勝ち抜いて、どういう印象というか、どの位置にいると感じてますか？あと、このホワイトソックスに勝てるっていうのはどう説得されましたか？
いや、まあこれから過去のことなんで、その負けてきたっていう情報は知ってますけど、過去のことなんで、これからどう勝つかっていうのは、その僕もチームのうちになりますし、僕たちで話し合って、僕たちで前を向いて、あの勝ちに向かってこうストーリーを作り上げていければなっていうふうに思います。
Obviously I've heard that this club has lost a lot of games in the past, but that is in the past. I only look forwardI'm excited with the exciting young players that this club has, and I'm ready to take on that challenge to grow with the group and try to hope to build something really special here.
Can I ask Chris, how big of a move do you characterize this to be? How big of a swing for you and the staff?
I mean, it really can't be understated how significant this boost is. You know, I think, you know, our fan base, you know, we felt it last year that there was a belief. There were more tangible things to point to. And, you know, just tracking here recently the impact that it's had in just the last 24 hours. And I feel like we're just kind of scratching the surface here. And then you think about the international stage, and the eyes and the awakening that's happening on the international level. So I know that based on the feedback that I've received from, you know, counterparts around the league, I mean, they you know, they understood the move, that's for sure. And to be able to get a chance of to bring someone like Mooney into the city of Chicago, be part of this organization, we know we're headed in the right direction. You know, we're on a constant pursuit to find ways to get better, and we feel like we just found a way that to take us, you know, accelerate this perhaps to a rate that, you know, we really didn't anticipate going into this offseason.
Chris, I just wanted to, you know, you talked earlier about wanting to add, you know, preferably a left-handed bat to the infield, kind of have a really profile of when you play.
Well, in regards to finding the left-handed bat, we found our guy. You know, that's for sure. You know, his defensive versatility is going to be valuable. You know, I you know, his ability to play third base, first base, you know, he's been in the States here, you know, the last couple of weeks, and he's working on his defense. We're going to get him up to speed with our people. And, you know, he's determined to be the best defender that he can. So we really look forward to supporting him on the defensive side. And then on the offensive side, you know, whether it be Ryan Fuller overseeing our hitting department, Derek Showman, that's, you know, just coming in the door. Our infrastructure is strong. It's only getting better. It's getting more aligned. We feel like this is the best place for him. We really do. This is a chance for him to really take off, and we know that we're going to feel the benefits, you know, here in Chicago and for the White Sox. So, this is a big move for us. But, we don't feel like it's going to be a hard time finding a place for him in the lineup, that's for sure.
Matt.
I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here, but looking ahead towards batting in the major leagues here in America, what do you think are going to be the biggest challenges and things you're going to do with us to make the major
leagues? アメリカのピッチャーを対戦して、何がチャレンジになったか。
全部ですかね。
I think everything's going to obviously be a challenge.
The gentleman here.
Kind of in that vein.
No, I'm sorry, the one in front. Sorry. I got.
このまあメジャーでやるのが夢だったと思うのですが。ラスト48時間でその夢が叶った実感はありますか？
まだないですけど、はい、しっかりユニフォームを着て、まあ、キャンプインだったりとか、はい、そのチームの皆さんと会うことで、まあ、その実感は湧いてくるのかなと思うんですけど。
Obviously the last 48 hours have been pretty crazy. A lot of travel. I think I'll really feel like the excitement is when I get to spring training.
I have Steve next.
Rudy, how confident are you that you can hit Major League pitching well enough, consistently enough to be a success? And I want to know how you define success for yourself in the majors. And then, separate question, I guess, but do you feel like you have anything to prove for the rest of baseball?
その、アメリカで成功するっていう意味にあたって、ミノクにとって、どれぐらいその成功する自信がありますかが一つ目と、二つ目は野根君にとって成功ってどのような成績をビジョンしてますか。
なんだっけ、
成功、野根君にとって、成功する自信はありますか。
自信は分かんないですけど、やり抜く自信はありますし、そこに、まあ、もし何か壁に当たった時にしっかりサポートしてくれる球団の方もいると思ってますし、自分もそれを乗り越える力はあると思ってるので、まあ、その答えで言うと自信はあります。はい。
So I will break down your question in terms of confidence. I do have the confidence to work hard and really face my challenges. So I am pretty confident I could succeed in the States.
2個目は、ノエ君にとって成功っていうのは数字的にどんなものですか。
数字は別にあんまり考えてなく、まあ、本当にその日の試合でしっかりと結果を残すことをこう集中してやりたいと思ってるので、まあ、それが続ければ成功だなっていうふうに僕は思いますけど。
I'm not really looking at this from a number standpoint. I just view myself, I really want to compete every day and face the challenges. And if I'm contributing to the team every night, every game, I feel that's a success for me.
So there you go. There's some information from Munetaka Murakami through his interpreter. Again, the White Sox newest signing, the 25-year-old lefty slugger, who is coming over from Japan. We'll let you hear more from Murakami and Chris Getz coming up next right here on your home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000.
This is White Sox Weekly on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago. This is Chicago's Home for Sports.
On app.
The ESPN Chicago app.
In HD.
FM 100.3 HD2.
And of course on AM.
ESPN 1000.
This is White Sox Weekly.
Jeff Meller back here on ESPN 1000 talking White Sox with you here on White Sox Weekly. Hey, Sox fans, guess what? Sox Fest Live returns to the Rimowa Theater, presented by Rates, Blue Moon, and Wintrust. Celebrate the start of the season with music, entertainment, and insider conversations with members of the 2026 Clubhouse on Saturday, January 31st. For more information and to secure your tickets, visit whitesox.com/SoxFestLive. And I have to imagine it will be all that more festive with Murakami now added to the White Sox lineup, and Sean Newcomb as well, another addition to the White Sox pen, as it certainly feels like the White Sox are doing all that they can to capitalize on the strides that they made in the 2025 season, of course, improving their win total by 19, and now adding, in addition to all the young players that made their debuts last year and will hopefully continue to improve now that they've had the opportunity to get their feet wet at the major league level, to add additions like Murakami and Newcomb to this roster, I think White Sox fans have plenty to be excited about. All right, here's a little bit more from the White Sox newest addition. Again, the 25-year-old lefty slugger, Munetaka Murakami.
Yeah, Chris, kind of going about what you said before with coaching and how concerned are you about the strikeouts and some of the other concerns people brought up, and you know, with him adjusting to America, like, do you guys have a plan set? How you think, you know, from looking at it, how you think it's going to help?
Well, it starts with, you know, what makes Mooney so attractive, and you look at the bat speed, you look at the engine, you look at the swing decisions, you look at the power output. It's significant, and yeah, there's been some conversations about contact and swing and miss. Oftentimes, swing and miss comes with a lot of the power. You know, there are training techniques, just exposure to this level of competition, where you're talking about someone that the work ethic is strong, this willingness and determination to be successful over here at the major league level on top of the infrastructure that we have here. We're going to be able to guide him to improve the areas that need to be improved. And that it might be the contact ability, might be on the defensive side. But what makes Mooney, you know, so attractive to us is this power output. And he's already got the swing decisions. And we're talking about a guy that's got some real, real firepower in the engine that makes Mooney so special. So we look forward to getting to work.
Coach.
First of all, how familiar are you with the students' car? And what's the code for you? That. And two, you are the three current major league players that you can sit down. Hey, you want to
know? I'm sorry. Scott, I
you're kind of familiar with Chicago.
Chicago はどれぐらいご存知ですか? I was old. めちゃめちゃ寒かったですか?
寒かったっす。
It was extremely cold here.
Mooney, how have you been working on your power stroke? And can you go into some detail about your concerns about hitting home runs or not, you know, over your career, having started with 56 and then coming down a little bit? So can you go into a little detail about your thoughts about hitting home runs?
56 home run out there. So from there. そのような数字じゃ2年間なかったですが、そのスイングは、どのように改善していくつもりですか、アメリカンのピッチャーに対して。
あ、まあ、見てくれれば分かると思いますし、まあ、説明するより結果で、はい、残していきたいと思っているので、まあ、その試合がもし始まって僕が打席に立ってっていう時にまた同じ質問をしてくれたらこう詳しく話せるのかなと思いますし、こっちで感じてみたこともトライしたいと思ってるので、はい、また同じ質問をしてくれたらいいなと思います。はい、
Yes,
rather than explaining my swing, I would like to for you to see my swing once the season starts. I've been relentlessly working hard on my swing. I try to tinker my swing to adjust to the U.S. And if you could ask me that question once the season starts, I promise you I'll give you an answer.
Does he think that injuries impacted his ability to hit home runs at certain
times? 怪我はホームラン打つその技術に影響はありましたか?
No.
This gentleman.
Chris, is for you, getting back to the length of the contract, knowing that most players prefer security, you think you will be a star, why not maybe a longer commitment?
You know, what I pointed to earlier with, you know, the uniqueness of every conversation and negotiation when it comes to, you know, matching up with a player, you know, this is a clean two-year deal. It is, and it's an opportunity for us to provide a runway to a really talented player in the city of Chicago. That was really attractive to us, knowing that there's only upside in this because you're looking at someone that's going to help our younger players develop. It's a chance for him to, you know, show Major League Baseball what he's capable of doing, and positive things will come from that. That's the way I'm viewing it, this deal. And, you know, I think the simplicity of it is what got it done in the end. And the conversations were very direct. They were honest, and they were efficient, and a clean Major League deal for 2 years to come in here and really help the Chicago White Sox.
This gentleman.
Chris, similar to when you see a player like Boone, at what point do you feel like this?
You know, we stayed close to it. You know, I can't speak to other teams and how are they going about their communication. It's, a lot of this goes back to the relationship that we have with Casey and Bobby. You really don't know to the end oftentimes. And when you have this a posting window, you know, there's a time frame that's set. It's unique in the sense that, you know, U.S. free agents, it just doesn't apply to. So, you know, when you're reaching the end of the window, there's an urgency to get a deal done. And, you know, it became a reality a couple days ago. And when it became a reality, I can assure you that everyone in the White Sox organization was pretty excited about it.
Steve?
Rudy, your new general manager just called you one of the most prolific home run hitters on the planet. That's how you put it. Do you see yourself that way? Do you feel that way about yourself?
And, you know,
are those the superstars of the game?
That you're most identified with? But how do you see yourself? How do you see yourself?
Hi. Well, so much self-esteem is not high, so it's just that, well, in Japan, it's the best season. 打った日本人打者としては打った成績は残してきましたし、それは誇りに思ってます。
I'm very tough on myself, so I'm very thankful for Chris calling me that. I did break the record in Japan, and I'm really, really proud of that record. And it's an honor to break Mr. Sadaharo's record.
Yeah.Shingo Takatsu was very popular on the south side here in a very short time. You played for him. What kind of influence did he have on your career? And you talked about how going down.
Amune君にとってどのような影響がありましたか、高津監督が。あと、このホワイトソックスに入団した後、話しましたか。
いや、もうはい。僕はその1年目からずっとお世話になってましたし、すごくシカゴのこのホワイトソックスと球団も街も、めちゃくちゃいいとこだし、好きになるよっていう連絡はいただきました。
So Shingo Takatsu was my manager since my first year of minor leagues all the way up to this past season, so I have deep ties with my manager, and obviously he reached out and has told me it's a wonderful organization
And Chicago is a great town, and you will absolutely love it.
Bruce?
Chris, with the minority ownership now supplementing the organization to a certain degree, is this a signal that you will be able to continue to test the free agent market for more additions in this offseason moving forward?
You know, it's a signal that, you know, when we identify a player that we feel like has a chance to really come into the organization and fit with what we're trying to accomplish, you know, I have a conversation with Jerry about it. And in this case, you know, the more we talked about it, obviously talking about Mooney and what he's capable of doing on the field, the international connection, he got more and more excited. And we were fortunate to be able to get to the finish line. So we'll continue to as players come up and find ways to improve this club, those conversations will continue to happen. And sometimes we'll be able to get it to the finish line. Sometimes we won't, but we're on this constant pursuit to find ways to get better.
One more from Matt.
You mentioned you talked to Shota and Aga. Would they help sell you on the city of Chicago?
I
actually spoke to them after I agreed to come to the White Sox, but they were both very supportive of talking good things about Chicago.
Kyle?
General manager は、その守備にすごい専念されてるって先ほど言われてたんですが、どれぐらいの自信がありますかって言ったんですか？
守備はそんなにあんまり自信ないですけど、まあ、それをこう克服しながら、まあ、しっかり努力して上達します。はい。
I'm more interested in taking on the challenge of defense, and that is one of the reasons why I wanted to come to the States. And I really look forward to the challenge, and I will relentlessly do whatever it takes to get better at defense.
うまくなります。はい、頑張ります。
I'm gonna get better.
Pretty cool for the White Sox to have the opportunity to have one of those where they have a chance to go ahead and announce to their fan base a big signing. Haven't had one of those since the Andrew Benintendi signing. So for the White Sox to introduce Munetaka Murakami to an assembled media on Monday on the South Side was pretty cool to see. And I think just another reason why White Sox fans can continue to be excited about the direction that the team is moving in. When we come back, we will wrap up this edition of White Sox Weekly right here on your home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports is the home of the Chicago White Sox.
This is White Sox Weekly on ESPN 1000. We are talking White Sox.
This is White Sox Weekly.
If you missed the show, we put the podcast up on the ESPN Chicago app. So listen on your time.
White Sox Weekly. ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
Jeff Meller back here on White Sox Weekly as we wrap up this week's edition. Don't forget, White Sox fans, stay up to date on all things White Sox by following the team's official social media accounts. Don't miss a minute of the action on and off the field. Follow at White Sox on social today. I am Jeff Meller again as we wrap up this week's edition of White Sox Weekly. Fun to get to know the newest edition of the White Sox, number 5, Munetaka Murakami, as we brought you his introductory press conference from earlier in the week. That is going to do it for this edition of White Sox Weekly, but don't forget, we're back at it each and every Saturday, even during the offseason, keeping you apprised of all the White Sox information that you want to know. They also signed Sean Newcomb. I mentioned that numerous times, but I don't want that to get lost in the Murakami mania. Again, that's going to do it for us here on White Sox Weekly. Thanks so much to Aiden O'Connor for producing this week's edition. And, of course, the executive producer of White Sox Baseball is Brennan Riley. We'll do it again next Saturday. Have a safe and happy New Year's. Happy holidays, folks. This is your home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000.